القرآن القرآن القرآن
تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين
القرآن
نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
So we go to the Quran Kareem. Firstly, the hadith and the importance of the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ عشر آيات في ليلة لم يكتب من الغافلين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites 10 ayat in a night is not reckoned amongst the neglectful. Jama'at Muslimin, it takes only a few minutes, just a few minutes to recite 10 ayat, and doing so saves a man, saves a person from being included in the list of the neglectful for that night. Really, it is a great reward from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So in light of this hadith sharif, let us go to Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 271 and 272, which is continued from yesterday, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعما هي وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير ليس عليك هداهم ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم وما تنفقون إلا ابتغاء وجه الله وما تنفقوا من خير يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون
صدق الله العظيم. Surah Al-Baqarah revealed in Madinatul Munawwara. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in verse 271, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعما هي وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير. If you make your charity apparent, then this is good, but if you secretly give it to the poor, it will be better for you and atone for some of your sins. Allah is informed of what you do. Then furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهَدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنْفُسِكُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. The guidance is not your duty, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah guides whomsoever He wills. Whatever good thing you spend is for yourselves, and you spend not except in search of Allah's pleasure. Whatever good you spend shall be repaid to you in full, and you will not be oppressed. Now, ya Jama'at al-Muslimin, these two verses of the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah speaks about giving charity openly or quietly, secretly. And we had discussed this yesterday regarding to when a person, it all depends on his intention, when he's giving that charity openly. Sometimes giving charity openly is good because it encourages others also to give something in the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. But again, it all depends on the intention. If the person has the fear that if he does it in the open, then definitely maybe he will fall into that pride, into that, you know, arrogance come into him, and he shows that, no, I am giving things in a part of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, then in that case, if the intention becomes difficult, then he should give the charity secretly, so that nobody knows and intentions are clear. Then, but again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you give the charity, is good, openly. But if you give the charity quietly or secretly, is better for you. Now, in this particular verse of today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that one shall receive the recompense of every action. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerted himself to invite the kuffar to Islam, but many refused to accept. Now this caused much grief and concern to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the fikr and the worry of every human being on the surface of this earth. How will he be saved from the fire of Jahannam? His concern was great, not only to those who have already come into the fold of Islam, but his concern was for how the entire world, how the entire people around him, until the day of Qiyamah, the concern was of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how will every single person be saved from the fire of Jahannam? Now when this caused grief and concern to Allah, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then revealed this particular verse to console him, just as on numerous other occasions, similar verses were revealed. The task of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to show people the truth and explain this to them. Their acceptance was not his responsibility, but rather that of Allah, who guides aright whomsoever he pleases. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهَدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ. In Ruh al-Mani, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that this particular verse was revealed when Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed them to spend only on the Muslims. He also narrates that the Ansar used to refrain from giving sadaqah to their relatives who were not Muslim, waiting for them to accept Islam first. Now with regard to this, this particular verse was revealed to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore the verse will mean that guidance does not depend upon whether you spend on them or not, but guidance is the exclusive task of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Whether one spends on a needy non-Muslim or a Muslim, one shall receive the full reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever good thing you spend is for yourselves. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ. That whatever good thing you spend is for yourselves. And explaining this verse, the author of Ruh al-Mani, he writes that a person shall receive the reward of any charitable act, so he should not destroy this reward by causing injury. Reminding others of his generosity and being ostentatious, it could also mean, Jama'at al-Muslimin, that since the benefit of giving charity to the giver, he should not differentiate between his giving a needy Muslim or a disbeliever. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you spend not except in search of Allah's pleasure. وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا بَتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرِ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. Firstly, Allah says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا بَتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. And you spend not except in search of Allah's pleasure. Now for this reason, one should spend in a manner that shall earn Allah's pleasure, as outlined in the various etiquettes already discussed regarding yesterday's verse. At the same time, one should avoid all those things that earn his wrath and destroy the charity. Some commentators state that this verse is actually a command to spend only for Allah's pleasure. And then towards the end of this verse, Allah says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرِ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. that whatever good you spend shall be repaid to you in full, and you will not be oppressed. This emphasizes the previous verses. Other commentators say that it means that Allah shall give the person more wealth in this world. This is not far-fetched, Jama'at Muslimin, when the hadith is says in mind, born in mind, that which an angel constantly supplicates to Allah to grant good recompense for a spender in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And here Jama'atul Muslimin a ruling, while one shall be rewarded for giving nafil sadaqah, optional charity to a disbeliever, the disbeliever may not be given any zakat, no wajib sadaqah, a compulsory charity. These two things cannot be given to him. But a nafil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the person for giving that. But as far as the wajib sadaqah and zakat is only to be given to the Muslims. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sincerity in our actions for whatever we spend in the path of Allah. Let it be only to please our Creator. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide us all. Wa ma'alayna illa al-balagh.